那今天呢，我来这里讲到不是一个容易的一个事，一个是一件事。
Today I come to the to preaching here is not really that easy for me.
因为呢，第一，今天是感恩节。
First, because it's Thanksgiving season.
那照规矩呢，我应该讲几个感恩的信息。
According to the tradition, I should be giving a Thanksgiving message.
那第二呢？这也是因为今天呢有五位弟兄姊妹们受接受洗礼。
The second is because there are five brothers and sisters accept the Lord and be baptized.
照规矩呢，我们这个牧师呢也应该讲几句话来勉励他们。
According to tradition, pastor should giving should be giving some message to encourage them.
所以呢，在这两方面，我不晓得应该是往哪里走。
So between these two, I don't know really which way I should go.
所以当两个月以前马太太跟我讲的时候呢，我就一直为这事情祷告，也一直在思想。
So when 2 months ago, when Alice Mark told me I'm going to do this, so I was praying and meditating and thinking, what should I be doing?
当我在那里思想祷告的时候呢，这个诗篇二十三篇一直回到我的脑海当中。
While I was praying and Psalm 23 keep on coming into my mind.
我对神说，那诗篇二十三篇太熟了吧，没什么东西好讲了吧。
I was telling the Lord that the Psalm 23 is so familiar with everyone, so probably there's nothing much I can say about it.
怎么可以讲到感恩节，又怎么可以讲到勉励的信徒呢？
How do I use that to preach for the Thanksgiving, or also for the encouragement to the brothers and sisters?
是感谢主，当我怎么思想的时候，就有一些话语到心中。
While I was meditating, then there were some words came to my mind.
我看见了在这诗篇里面，真是充满了神所施下的各样恩典。
So I saw that in this psalm showed a lot of grace from the Lord.
我想呢，每个人都知道这个诗篇。
I think everyone knows this song.
可能呢，我们从小也已经背诵了这个诗篇。
Probably you even memorized this song.
有的人呢，甚至参加这个葬礼的时候，也会听到了牧师一定用这个诗篇来去安慰丧家。
Actually, in the funeral service, probably the pastor always used Psalm 23.
因为这个诗篇呢，我们可以发觉神不单单是在我们的肉体上给我们许多的供应。
So we see that this psalm shows that the Lord provides us a lot of things beyond our needs in this world.
而且呢，在灵性上，他也给我们不少的这个恩典。
And it also gives us a lot of blessings spiritually.
所以这是在感恩节里面最好的一篇诗篇，来述算神在我们身上的各种恩典。
So this psalm turned out to be the best psalm that we come to the Lord and to tell the blessings He has given us.
有这么样爱我们的一位神。
Because he is so loving us.
我们怎能不感谢他呢？
So how can we not give him thanks to him?
所以这个感恩节是非常的 appropriate 来讲这个诗篇二十三篇。
So for the Thanksgiving, Psalm 23 is very proper to use.
但是不但如此，我也看见在这诗篇里面，上帝有一个更深的要求，或者更深的一个盼望。
Also, I see that in this psalm, God gives us also a requirement.
就是盼望我们这帮基督徒不单单是在一个享受上帝的恩典里面就停止了。
The psalm taught us that we should not just stop at the blessings of the Lord.
我们在灵性上必须要不断地追求长进。
We have to be keep on press on.
来达到神在我们身上的一个期望。
So we can reach the purpose God has set on us.
所以当我思想，我就看见了在这篇诗篇里面，上帝盼望我们信徒有这个三重的属灵经历。
So I see that in this psalm is telling us that we should have three steps of the progress of the spiritual.
这是我想跟各位分享的。
That's what I'm going to share with you.
也鼓励这班初信的弟兄姊妹。
And also as an encouragement to the new believers.
来问问自己到底我的灵程已经带到第几段了。
Actually to ask ourselves, what kind of progress we have.
我刚才讲过了，这个诗篇大家很熟悉。
So I know, we know that the psalm is very familiar to us.
我们也会背了。
We even memorize.
但是就常常在我们这个熟悉当中呢，我们就忽略或者是不注意到有一个新的功课可以学习。
Because of the familiarity, a lot of time we neglect to notice that there's new lessons for us.
或者常常就把我们所听见的那一段呢，以前所听到的，放在哪里？重新再解释这个诗篇。
Usually we start from we learned before and we use them to interpret the Bible.
我们听到什么呢？
What we have heard.
我想很多人说大卫真是很本事哦。
We think David is very capable.
他是一个伟大的诗人。
He was a very great psalmist.
在短短的六诫里面，把他一生的人生道路描写的淋漓尽致。
In three verses, described his whole life.
第一节、第二节，耶和华是我的牧者，我并不知缺乏，乃是描写大卫在年轻的时候怎么样牧养父亲的羊群。
The first and the second verse, he said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And that explained when he was young, and the Lord led him.
记得吗？他在牧羊的时候。可能父亲忘记他，他在那个旷野里面，可能呢没有人提携他，没有人提携他，没有人了解他的需要。
So when he was young, when he was in the wilderness, and probably even his father forgot about him, and nobody cared about what his needs.
谁照顾他呢？
Who is caring for?
他说是这位上帝。
So he said, "This is the Lord."
是他躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安静的水边，他的一切需要不至于缺乏。
So this is the Lord who take care of him and make him lie down in green pasture and let him beside the quiet waters.
那么以后呢，他在想到说，当他中年的时期离开了旷野，到战场上去为以色列的军兵打仗。
So when he grown up and he was in the army and fighting for Israel.
记得吗？大卫在旷野里面把这个强大的敌人哥利亚杀死了。
David and fought Goliath and killed him.
但是那里知道呢？为了这个举动，他招引到扫罗的这个嫉妒。
It turned out that what he did caused the jealousy of Saul.
因为以色列人的妇女们在唱歌说呢，哎呀，扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
Because the women said that the Sauls killed thousands and thousands, but David killed ten thousands and ten thousands.
所以扫罗就嫉妒他了。
So that made Saul.Kind of jealous.
想尽办法要把大卫置于死地。
He tried very hard to put David to death.
所以我们大家都知道大卫的生平了，他从一个旷野跑到另外一个旷野，从一个国家跑到另外一个国家，要躲避扫罗王的追杀。
So he took refuges in the wilderness and hiding from place to places and to avoid the assassination of Saul.
以后他的仇敌也不断地与他征战。
And even his enemy kept on fighting him.
甚至他的儿子也起来反对他了。
Even his own son against him.
他的人生经过了许许多多的千辛万苦，很多的危险。
So his life experienced a lot of difficulties and also many, many dangers.
在那个时候，大卫想到谁保守他呢？
So at that time, David remembered and who kept him?
谁使他的生命可以得以存活？
who protected him so he can still live.
他想到是这位上帝。
He thought this is the Lord.
所以他就写下第四节第五节， 我虽然行过死荫的幽谷， 也不怕遭害， 因为你与我同在。
That's why he wrote down that even though I walked through the valley of death, shadow of death, I feel not evil.
在我殿的面前， 你为我摆设筵席。
In front of my enemies, you set the
prepare table.
So he understand that the Lord is so lovable and so respectable.
所以他在想到说，好了，经过这些千辛万苦，慢慢的，他登基成为以色列的全国的王了。
Through all this, then he finally became the king of Israel.
神保守他，给他恩典。
God protected him and gave him blessings.
他把仇敌打败了。
He overcome his enemies.
建立了以色列最强盛的一个国家，一个王朝。
Established the strongest kingdom of Israel.
叫人民可以安居乐业。
So the people can live securely.
他讲到这些也都是神的恩典。
So all these are the blessings of the Lord.
那么他现在年老了。
When he is old,
在哪里？ 看见这些一切他所享受的，
He saw all the things God had given him.
他怎么可以报答上帝的恩典呢？
How could he pay back?
所以在年老就写下一节，我一生一世有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
So he wrote down that surely goodness and love will follow me and all the day of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. This is the voice when he is old.
他年老的一个愿望,
when he was old,
住在上帝的殿中一直到永远,
to dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
那我们这些都听过了。
We heard all this.
但是不但如此， 有的人来解释这个诗篇， 又从另外一个角度来解释。
But not only this, some people from different aspects to interpret that.
就在这里看见神的恩典，什么恩典呢？
At this point, they see the blessings of the Lord.
神要在人的身上供应人在物质上的需要。
God provided for all the needs of our bodily needs.
赐给青草地， 在溪水边，
give us the pasture and the still water.
肉体里面的需要， 上帝会丰丰富富的预备。
God provided all the needs of our body.
但是人不但是肉体有需要， 而且我们在精神上， 我们也有需要。
We not only need in our body, but also we have spiritual needs.
人生的道路当中充满挣扎。
We have a lot of struggles in our life.
人生的道路充满危险。
And also dangers.
人生的道路充满了征战。
Is a lot of fightings.
那么在这种环境当中， 神也不丢弃我们。
In all such environments, and God never forsake us.
神会在我们的需要里面供应我们。 所以他说， 我虽然行过死荫的幽谷， 不怕遭害， 在我殿的面前， 神有预备。
So in all these things, God would never leave us, and he provide us all this situation.
所以他们说，这是神要在我们精神上，在我们魂里面所给我们的一些安慰。
So people said that this is a spiritual God providing us.
但是人不但有肉体，有魂，还有个灵。
So we not only have a body and the soul, but also we have the spirit.
所以呢， 第六节就讲到说呢， 这是神在我们灵里面， 所以要给我们的恩典。
So in the sixth verse, verse 6 talked about the spiritual, the blessings in the spirit.
经文说， 我只要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
So here says, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
但是有一本英文翻译本就不同的翻译。
There's a there's an English translation interpreted differently.
他说呢， 我一生一世活在世上的时候，有恩惠慈爱随着我。
It says that surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life.
但是当我这个世间的年日过去了以后，他要把我搬到父的家中，直到永远。
So when I went through all the days of my life on this earth, and he is going to move me to his own home.
直到永远。
Until,
那所以这里呢，就给我们看见上帝在灵性上对我们的一些预备。
This shows that God is providing us the spiritual.
对，耶稣说，我去是为你们预备地方去。
Just as Jesus said, when he go, he is going to prepare a place for us.
是我在哪里，你们也住在哪里，直到永远。
So wherever he is, and we will be there too.
所以弟兄姊妹，这一篇诗篇是不是正是适合我们这个受难节应该相称的感恩？感恩节。
So this is this message is suitable for the Thanksgiving.
感谢上帝在肉体上，在魂里面，在灵里面这样丰富的预备。
So praise the Lord for our blessings in our physical body and our soul and also our spirit.
这我们都听过了。
Now we have heard them.
那我今天要讲什么呢？
But now what I'm going to tell you today.
我讲到信徒有三重的属灵经历。
So I'm telling you that this believers have three threefold experience of life.
那这个经历呢，是一段比一段更重大。
This experience is one over the other is more important.
一段比一段呢，更艰难。
Each one is more difficult.
但是也一段比一段更蒙神的恩典赐福。
But it is more and more blessings.
第一段什么经历呢？
The first experience is what?
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。
The first thing is the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, and he makes me lie down in green pastures.
这是第一个经历。
This is the first experience.
什么经历呢？
What?
就是一个信的经历，相信的经历。
It's the, it's experience of believing.
也是我们灵性属灵道路当中的一个开始，一个起头。
It's the beginning of our spiritual life.
一个基础。
It's foundation.
这里大卫说很奇怪，当我看到这个诗篇的时候，他讲到诗篇里面的那些描写。
When I look at the psalm and when David was explaining in his psalm.
我说呢，我们这么许多的需要，为什么大卫不用呢？耶和华创造天地万物的主是我的牧者。
A lot of other examples or metaphor why David didn't use, but he says the Lord is my shepherd.
我们看到那么多敌人在面对着他，为什么他不说万军之耶和华是我的牧者？
Why didn't he say among all the enemies when he was facing all the enemies? Why didn't he say the Lord of the hosts is my shepherd?
为什么他不说耶和华沙龙是平安的上帝，是我的牧者？
Why didn't he say Jehovah Shalom is my shepherd?
为什么单单在那里简单的说耶和华是我的牧者
？Why he simply said the Lord is my shepherd?
为什么他不用别的复名呢？
Why didn't he use the compound name?
感谢神，这里给我看到一个真理。
So praise the Lord, he let me see one truth.
因为这个耶和华乃是上帝以色列人立约的一个名称。
Because the Lord Yahweh is the name of the covenant.
记得吗？当那时候上帝召亚伯拉罕的时候。
When the Lord made called Abraham.
跟亚伯兰立约
and he made a covenant with Abraham.
那么他说呢，我的名叫做耶和华
my name is Yahweh.
我与你现在立约
I made a covenant with you.
我要应许成就直到永远
I promised and fulfilled the covenant to the forever.
所以这里就给我们看见说，这个应许的上帝
So we see this Lord of promise
亲自采取了一个主动的一个步骤
He personally and actively take a step.
来到人面前，一人要立个约。
And he came to man and made a covenant.
所以不是我们找上帝。
It's not we seek for the Lord.
乃是上帝要寻找我们。
But is the Lord searches out.
因为他的名是耶和华。
Because his name is Yahweh.
那么这是第一节给我们所我看见的一个奇妙的一个真理。
This is the first truth I saw from the verse.
所以难怪保罗说，不是我们爱上帝，乃是神先爱我们。
That's why Paul said it's not that we love the Lord first, but the God loves us first.
当我们还做罪人的时候，他已经救了我们。
While we were still sinners, he saved us.
为我们死在十字架上。
He died for us on the cross.
因为他是耶和华。
Because he is the Lord.
那么还有第二个特别的什么呢？这个耶和华来要做什么呢？
But the second thing is, when Yahweh came, what he's coming for?
他不是成为审判官。
He was not a judge.
他不是要追讨我们的罪名。
He is not to condemn us.
他不是要刑罚我们。
He is not to punish us.
他今天要成为我们的牧者。
But he wants to be our shepherd.
哎呀，牧者做什么呢？
What does the shepherd does?
我初初不明白。
So in the beginning, I didn't really know.
所以当我到澳洲去的时候，我就发觉。
But when I was in Australia, then I realized.
因为我在那里，我也成为一个牧者。
Because in there, I became a shepherd.
但是那个牧者呢，跟大卫所讲的牧者呢，有一点分别。
But the kind of shepherd I was is not the same as the shepherd David said.
因为我在那个澳洲做牧者的时候呢，我是开着一个大卡车。
Because when I was a shepherd in Australia, I was driving a big big truck.
那有另外两只狗跟着我们。
There are two shepherd dogs with me.
但是大卫说耶和华牧者的时候，在那种情形当中，牧者不是像那么样子。
But when David said shepherd, and the kind of shepherd was not like that.
因为以色列地是荒芜的地方。
Because Israel, the land of Israel was kind of well,
很多的这个旷野。
Without much plant vegetation.
所以牧者呢，就是要寻找在那里有草可以给这些羊吃。
So the shepherd was looking for the pasture for the flock.
所以要经过常常要经过长途跋涉，经过千辛万苦，才找到这个草地，才找到这个溪水。
So he had to spend a lot of time to find the good pasture.
所以就给我看见说，这个牧者呢，为的是要保护，要供应。要引导，要这个是这个群羊得做营舍，得做宝足。
So the shepherd's work was really to make sure that the flock is fed properly.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
这个全能的上帝。
This Lord is Almighty.
创造天地万物的主宰。
He made the whole.
他采取了主动来到人面前，将士为人，以人立约。
He came himself to the man and made a covenant.
那么要教人，要带领人，要看顾人，要照应供应人的需要。
And he came to men and help men and protect them and provide all the needs.
要成为我们的牧者。
So he can be our shepherd.
但是第三样给我看见什么呢？
What the third thing I saw?
大卫说，这个耶和华是牧者。感谢上帝。
David said, this Yahweh is the Lord. Praise the Lord.
但是他不是说耶和华是以色列人的牧者。
But he didn't say, Yahweh is the Lord is the shepherd of Israel.
他也不是说是我们的牧者。
He didn't even say he's our shepherd.
因为假如大卫这么说的话，不过是他宗教的知识，他历史的认识。
This will show only that it's a historical fact.
这个大卫说，耶和华是我的牧者。
But David said, Yahweh is the Lord is my shepherd.
表示了这个上帝现在跟他有一个很亲密。一个很至交的一个邻交。
That shows that he with the Lord has a very close fellowship.
是属于他的。
It's belonging to him.
所以当大卫能够讲这一句话
，When David was saying that，
耶和华是我的牧者的时候
，When he said the Lord is my shepherd，
他就可以说他是我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的
时候。So he said he could say that the Lord made him to lie down in the green on the green pasture。
看见没有弟兄姊妹，这是神要在我们这些人身上所做 督的一个工作。
So this is the, what the Lord wants to do among us.
他要进到我们的心里。
He wants to come to us.
以我们的立约。
Make covenant with us.
按照他的恩典来照顾我们。
According to His own grace.
按照他的能力来保守我们。
He is going to keep us.
是我们成为他的牧者来引导我们。
So He is our pastor to protect us.
但是他不要单单把这个呢成为我们的知识。
But he didn't want this to be only the knowledge for us.
他也不要我们成为这个一个宗教。
He didn't want us really to be a kind of religion.
他要与我们有一个密切的关系。
But he wants us to have a relationship with him.
是一个个人的关系。
It's a personal relationship.
对不起，所以今天这五位。也是开始走上这条道路的。
So, five sisters and brothers started to be on this way.
怎么可以叫这位上帝成为我的牧者呢？
How can we make this this Lord to be our shepherd?
所以这是我讲的第一步的敬礼，是借助我们的相信。
So the first experience I'm saying is that this is our faith.
今天我们可以接受这个上帝成为我们的救主，不是因为我们比别人更聪明。
We can accept this Lord. It's not because we are smarter than the others.
也不是因为我有什么成就。
It's not because of our own accomplishment.
也不是因为我有多少钱财。
It's not also our how much we have.
很简单的，乃是因为我相信。
Simply because I believe.
所以保罗说，我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
So that's why Paul said our we are saved for the faith the grace based on faith.
今天你相信吗？
Do you believe?
你今天有没有看你的圣门来接受他为你个人的救主？
You have you opened your heart to accept him?
那么这是我们基督徒的第一步凌晨。
This is our first step.
当我们能够这么做的时候。
When we can do this.
当我们肯这么做的时候。
When we are willing to do this.
神的一些恩典就给我们了。
God's grace is upon us.
但是请注意。
Pay attention.
我说上帝会把我们所需要的给我们。
We said that the Lord is going to provide us.
上帝不会把我们所要的给我们。
But God is not give us what we want.
今天很多基督徒有误会的一个见解。
So a lot of Christians have a wrong impression.
我信主了以后。
When I believe.
我向上帝祷告，我要什么上帝一定会给我什么。
Whatever I pray for, God is going to give us.
我圣经里面看不到这个真理。
I never see such things in the Bible.
神也没有应许我们这个应许。
God never promised that.
因为我们信主，神不是把我们当作一个这个好像这个溺爱我们的这些儿女一样吧？溺爱我们。
So he didn't despoil us.
他乃是要照我们所需要的给我们。
But he provide what we need.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
在这40年在美国的经历里面。
About 40 years experience when I'm in U.S.
我深深体会到上帝实在是信实。
I realized that God is faithful.
他照着我们所需用的给我们，养活我们。
He provided us according to what we need, and he provided everything.
但是很多我所要的，上帝不给我。
But a lot of things I would like to have, but he didn't.
我来美国的时候，我祷告向上帝祷告。
When I came to the United States, I asked the Lord.
上帝啊，我是你的仆人。
Lord, I am your servant.
我是你的大使，天国大使。
I am your ambassador on this earth.
所以你要给我一个大的洋房。
So you have to give me a big house.
使我住的像皇子王子一样住在你的皇宫里面。
So I would be living like in a palace of a prince.
神给我吗？神不给我。
Did God give me anything like that? No, he didn't.
但是神给我一个房子可以住。
But he gave me one house I can live.
我需要的什么呢？我刚刚来美国，我需要的呢是 Mercedes 560号的汽车。
When I came to the United States, I wanted to get a Mercedes 560.
大家知道吗？这个560是一个 sport car， 还有驾起来呢，威风都不得了。
It's so thrilled to drive such a car.
我向上帝要。
So I asked.
他是神给我吗？
But did he give me?
没有。
No.
因为他说你不需要 Mercedes.
But he said, no, you don't need that.
你需要的什么呢？
What do you need?
我第一个车子是这个 Dutch Swinger。
First car I have was a Dutch Swinger。
那他现在给我的是一个 Honda。
Now he gave me a Honda。
因为神知道我需要汽车。
Because God knows I need a car.
所以他给我汽车。
So he gave me a car.
我需要 Mercedes， 他不给我。
I want a Mercedes. He didn't.
所以弟兄姊妹，请记得，我们相信上帝，神把我们所需用的会预备给我们。
So we believe in God. God will provide what we need.
但是我们所要的，神恐怕不给我们。
But what we want, God is not going to provide.
看见吗？马太耶稣所讲的，所以你们不要忧虑吃什么，穿什么。这些东西上帝都知道。
So in book of Matthew, Jesus told us, do not be anxious about what you eat and what you wear.
你们是要向上帝求，那用的饮食，神会赐给你。
You just pray, and all the daily needs God is going to provide.
但是神给我们这些呢，不是叫我们浪费在缺乏用度当中。
But God gave us such things are not for us.
所以上帝不是要把我所要的赐给我。
So God is not going to provide.
这是我们信徒的第一步灵程。
So the first step we need to know.
我们还有很多还没讲完呢。
There are a lot of things I have not finished.
但是我的时间到了。
But my time is up.
所以呢，一知或是如何，且听下回分解。
So if you want to know more, come again.
所以我们有第二步、第三步，我们再有机会的再跟大家分享。
If the Lord permits, we will continue this matter.
所以在感恩节里面，那么感谢上帝，神这么爱我们。
So in the Thanksgiving, let us praise the Lord.
那么为这刚刚信主的弟兄姊妹，恭喜你踏上这一步。
So for those new believers and just baptized, praise the Lord and congratulations and God be with you.
让我们再往一层，再更上一层楼，来更亲近上帝，来讨神的喜悦。
So we should go further and not stop him. So we will be more pleasing to the Lord.
愿神赐福你们。
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks.
让我们一起来唱回应诗歌的第24首，耶和华是我的牧人。